This is an interview with Albert Agnew for the YSU Canfield Fair Project by Carrie Stanton at his business on October 27th, 1983, at 10 o'clock a.m.
Okay. First of all, before we start talking about the fair, why don't you tell me about your background, you know, like when you were born, your family, and where you're from around here, and your education, that kind of thing.
The Agnews came here in 1824.
Really?
And bought this property right here. The old homestead up there. Thomas Agnew started the Board Methodist Church in 1837.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quite active. And his son, Ralph, was the marrying justice for more or less Mahoning County. And he was the best known man in Mahoning County.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son was Frank. That was my father.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank was in the legislature, and he had a non-paying job in Mahoning County. He was a county road commissioner before they had county commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a brother who was Charlie Agnew, who was the best-known man in Mahoning County. He was county commissioner. Mm-hmm. He had his name on the courthouse when it was built. He had his name on Market Street Bridge when it was built.
Mm-hmm.
And he was president in the of the Canfield Fair in 1929 when he died of a heart attack. And then
you go back a long way.
Then I was the youngest of five boys, and we had a farm here and grew 75 acres of potatoes and 20 acres of apples.
Mm-hmm.
And we started Agnew Farm Equipment in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated from Ohio State in horticulture, which is fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And I had a master's degree and almost a doctor's degree. And I was offered a job up in Massachusetts that I couldn't turn down. So I went up to Massachusetts. And then during the war, they wouldn't release me from my job up there. And finally come back here and help Dad grow potatoes and apples.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in Massachusetts? I mean,
county agent.
Okay.
County agriculture agent. Mm-hmm. The largest setup in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat similar to what Bill Phillips does?
Yeah. Only I had just fruits and vegetables and greenhouse. And, and then that one spring I talked to a before I left to come back here, I talked to 60 garden clubs in and around Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back here, and I was growing potatoes. And I was on the State Potato Board and president of our local fruit association, president of our, local potato growers association.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, when Vernon, when my Uncle Charlie died, in 1929, they put Vernon Krause in Charlie Agnew's place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Vernon Krause retired, he was my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
When they Vernon Krause retired, they put me in his place. So the Agnews are our relatives have been on that board for probably 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something before we go on with this. Do you still grow potatoes?
No.
Do you farm at all?
No.
It's all development.
The high school is back here.
Oh.
And they bought 90 acres from us. And the junior high, you can see the little blue right through there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bought 40 acres. And then the rest of it is in the housing development back there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to 6 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Agnew Farm Equipment. We have, this is my home, and we have the Pier 1 and the restaurant next door.
Is that true? Your buildings or very good. Mm-hmm.
So I'm still active in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right now I'm lay leader of the Board Methodist Church, and we have 2,000 members.
Good, very good.
So I've always been very active in that. I'll never retire.
Never
retire.
Well, it's probably good. It's probably good.
And, Grace Williams and I are, well, I'm probably the closest one of the board members to Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't she a marvelous person?
Yeah. And I started exhibiting out there when I was in 4-H, which was probably in the middle 20s.
Mm-hmm. What was it like then? Small, real small?
Well, to me it was big.
Yeah, well,
to me it was big.
Yeah, yeah.
To
Were there midways then?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
One midway.
Uh-huh. Was the grandstand built then?
Part of it was.
Uh-huh.
Then 1936 in the WPA,
uh-huh.
We had to transfer the ground over to the county commissioners
uh-huh.
so that they could put the grandstand up
uh-huh.
additionally uh-huh. with WPA funds.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh. Did you ever know anybody that worked on that grandstand? That actually helped build it?
No,
who
I don't.
Who did they use? Did they use local people?
Oh, sure. It was WPA.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It had to be local.
Uh-huh.
It had to be local.
Uh-huh. Grandstand's got a lot of history behind it there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Now we'll go on up
so
there.
So that's a little bit of my uh-huh. history.
Yeah. Now tell us how you got on the fair board. And
well, I got on because I knew so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Kohler and George Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
When Vernon Krause retired, why they
uh-huh.
said, I knew this.
Uh-huh.
You want to be on the fair board?
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's just that simple.
Uh-huh. What did you start out doing?
Same thing I'm doing now.
What are you in now?
I'm in charge of the police
mm-hmm.
and the watchmen. Of course, that time I had the roads and the gates and the policemen and the watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
I had 19 policemen,
mm-hmm.
and then around 68, I had just too much of a job, so they split my job up with Roy Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Bowman took part of mine, and
mm-hmm.
and I kept it,
mm-hmm.
and I've still got around 80 policemen,
mm-hmm.
and half a dozen watchmen, and,
mm-hmm.
and all the fire departments, and
What
take care of the Red Cross. And the,
what all does this job entail?
Well, I hire 80 policemen.
Mm-hmm.
And I take care of the security and the traffic control and everything.
Oh,
in,
you're in
the
traffic.
No, inside
okay.
the ground.
Okay.
Inside
uh-huh.
the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've heard of this disaster that had down in Texas where somebody got killed,
yeah.
you know, on a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And if something like that would happen, any major disaster on the fairgrounds is completely their responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the board has voted that if you want to ask any questions about what happens if we had a disaster,
mm-hmm.
nobody is answering any questions except Albert Agnew. That's
mm-hmm.
why we have the board set up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
mm-hmm.
a bunch of rumors
mm-hmm.
going around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what would you do if there was a disaster?
I'm all prepared. We have the fire departments, we have the police departments, and
mm-hmm.
I more or less supervise the Red Cross and
mm-hmm.
Any emergency.
I'm connected by walkie-talkie and this type of thing.
Yeah, walkie-talkie.
You know, so big.
Yeah, all my division policemen have walkie-talkies
mm-hmm.
that I'm talking to them constantly. If there's any problem, it takes 5 seconds
mm-hmm.
from the time the problem comes to my main office.
Mm-hmm.
We're right next door to the Red Cross takes over, and we're in direct communication
mm-hmm.
with all fire departments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's well organized.
Mm-hmm. Have you run across any small disasters in here?
Oh, we have a half a dozen of them every year.
What kind?
Well, if a kid falls off a ride,
uh-huh.
and it's kind of my responsibility that all these cons, when they come in here, now, it was Virginia down there, or wherever they go, if they use marijuana, if they're half drunk on the job, or if they're dirty clothes,
uh-huh.
that's okay, but not Canfield.
Uh-huh.
Not Canfield, they have to have clean clothes every day.
Uh-huh.
They have to be shined up,
mm-hmm.
and we check them
mm-hmm.
all the time, see if they're
mm-hmm.
not drinking, see if they're not on drugs.
Mm-hmm. This would be the people that run the rides.
Run the rides and run
what
the shows.
What's their name? What did you call them? Carnies.
Carnies. That's what they are. They're carnies.
Carnies. And they go around to all the fairs.
Yeah, they go around to all the fairs. They start down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and they follow the fairs up north, and,
mm-hmm.
and they're carnies.
Mm-hmm.
That's their whole life. They
mm-hmm.
sleep in a tent. They sleep in their car or their station wagon.
Because I was going to say, I've never, myself, never run across any disreputable characters out there. So you must...
Well, I see them once in a while. I see them quite often.
Do you?
Yeah. And we used to get a scat of them. But they know when they come to Canfield, they better straighten up because we just won't stand for it. And I usually get, oh, maybe half a dozen of them here. I have to sit down to the jail on them.
That's how you handle it.
Yeah, and if there's any accident, if they don't treat the kids right, or if they shortchange them or something, why, I'm right there, and my men are. And Now you've heard of Oral DeLulu?
Yeah.
Head of the Liberty Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an excellent guy, and he's one of my... Well, he's my night chairman, and Paul Robinson is my day chairman. And we have it split up into five divisions. I have a grandstand division, and the 4-H division, and the midway division, and the parking lot division. So we control everything that's going on in that fairground. If you do anything bad, I'll know it.
How do you recruit these police?
Well,
do they volunteer every year?
Both. If they've been with me, they've been doing a good job, these 80 people, we have a meeting in the latter end of the summer and talk about the things, and if they've been doing a good job, they take their vacations during this time, they come back and they work for me. Now, my job starts 2 weeks before the fair. And during the fair, and 5 days after the fair, or most of the directors, they come up 2 days before the fair, during the fair, and the night of the fair, where they're done and gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But my job runs 12 months a year. My policeman comes in 3 or 4 times every night to watch the grounds, watch the traffic, and watch the people, and every show over there, we hire policemen to watch the show. If there's an antique show, if there's a horse show or anything, well, yeah.
Then they have to report directly to you then?
Yes,
So
my job is a 12-month a year job.
Yeah. Well paid, right?
Yeah. $80 a year. $80 a year. And the only reason they do that now is to, if I get in an accident or if somebody hits me on the head or something like that, in my job, why work on work and compensation.
Oh, I see.
That's the only reason we're paid.
I thought it was just for gas.
No.
No?
No, we get a daily wage. So we are covered with work and compensation.
Gee, that doesn't work out too much money, $80 a year.
Well, but it covers me under work and compensation. In other words, if I get hit with an automobile or fall off the grandstand or something like that in my line of duty. We're covered.
This is what you've always done with the police.
Yes.
Ever since you were on board.
Yeah.
You on any other committee?
Well, on the entertainment committee.
Oh, are you?
And, well.
You have any interesting experiences, Doug, to tell about the entertainment committee? What do you do exactly?
On the
entertainment committee.
Not too much anymore, because now we turn the whole thing over to Clyde's Attractions, and they're experts and we're not. We can suggest that we have Eddie Rabbit or whoever, but they pick them and make the contract.
Why did you start going to an outside?
Because we're not experts.
Just got too big, do you think?
Well, we used to have rodeos and water shows and entertainment like that. And shortly after I got on the board, we went into the big time. And Bill Kilcoy, he was on the board when I was there. You probably heard his name mentioned. He was a very wealthy man with Standard Slide. And he one of the Lennon sisters, and we'd never had any name in front of grandstand at all before. And the board kind of said, no, that's too big of a deal. And Bill said, here's $5,000. He said if they make a flop, I'll pay the bill. Mm-hmm. If they make the money, you keep the money. So we hired the Leicester for $5,000, and we took in $15,000, so we made $10,000 on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've had big names.
Mm-hmm. Do you usually make money on them, or?
We try to make money, break even. Mm-hmm. Most fairs, most state fairs, the high state fair, gives their grandstand away.
Yeah, yeah.
And
doesn't seem too profitable.
Well, if they have 100,000 people on the grounds per day,
mm-hmm.
the grandstand will, at the most, will see, even with chairs and everything, can only see 18,000.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the other 82,000?
Yeah.
They can't get into the grandstand. They paid for it, but mm-hmm. they can't get in to see it unless they come 6 hours early.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You said there was a big change when you came on the board. Why do you?
Well, there was Bob Rose, Chuck Blunt,
mm-hmm.
Bob Hammett,
mm-hmm.
and myself.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when I came on the board, there's these old men
mm-hmm.
were on the board.
Mm-hmm.
This was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm an old man now compared to what I was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the old boys were all conservative, you know, and
mm-hmm.
never did anything
mm-hmm.
like getting these big names or putting ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And we never went to the international convention. I was the first one that took Grace out.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, the three of us, went to Chicago, the international convention.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've been going ever since,
mm-hmm.
and quite a bit of the board has been going.
Grace mentioned this international convention, but I never really went into it with her. What's it like?
Well,
we
go to Las Vegas now.
Uh-huh.
It's Las Vegas' biggest convention.
Oh.
The fair people.
Uh-huh. Every year it's in Las Vegas?
Every year. And they try to change it away, but nobody can handle that big of a crowd.
Uh-huh. Really? Do you happen to know how many people?
I think there's around 4,000 go to the convention.
That is quite a few. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then what do you do?
Well,
are there exhibits?
Exhibits, and
you have
they have the big convention room there that, in the MGM that is displays
mm-hmm.
of rides and shows and tickets and the whole works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at the MGM, first class.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But we take pretty much all the seats in the MGM
mm-hmm.
and four or five surrounding hotels.
Mm-hmm.
We're all filled up with fair
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. You kind of get ideas?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we go, if we get ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get one idea, it'll help the Canfield Fair why it's mm-hmm. worth the
mm-hmm.
convention.
Somebody say the rooster crowing contest was an idea that came out of there. I don't remember. Do you know where that idea came from?
I think Grace more or less hatched it up. And
mm-hmm.
Maybe Howard Moore, probably,
mm-hmm.
that was the head of the poultry and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's unique. Do you
yeah.
think any other fairs have this? Probably.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over the country come to Canfield to
mm-hmm.
see how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to go around to the other big fairs and see how they do it.
Mm-hmm. How do you get a rooster to crow when you want it to?
You train it. You know.
Really?
You know, if you have food there for a cat and you go, giddy, 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 while
yeah.
the cow come to eat.
Yeah.
And the rooster knows if he crows why he gets a benefit, a grain of corn or something like that.
That's great.
You train him.
Uh-huh.
And the boys now have trained them so they get pretty near
mm-hmm.
Two crows a minute out of them.
That's unbelievable.
Try to say how many crows.
I like that. as far as the grounds and things, when did they start buying more ground when you were on the board?
Well, I got on the board in 57.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1957, we bought 10 acres right in
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept buying it. And
this north?
This is north here.
Oh, that's north. Okay.
And when I came on the board, that was all the parking area we had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't own this.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't own this. Now we own clear over to Route 11.
Yeah, yeah. They don't use all of that, do they?
Well, we're cleaning off just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And, on this side down here is a wolf farm that we pay money to lease that.
What's that?
South of Leffingwell Road. And that's being developed, sold off in 5-acre plots.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will not be available near to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to make our own parking
lot. Someone was telling me that they were thinking about putting a ramp. They were trying to get a ramp made
off of
11.
Well, maybe someday in the
uh-huh.
future.
Uh-huh. I don't know how they'd go about doing something like that. Seems as though there'd be a lot of red tape.
I think we've got enough parking area for from now on.
Yeah, yeah. When was the biggest fair? A couple years ago? I mean, as far as people. Attendance.
The biggest Sunday we ever had was, I think, 2 years after I was president.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have parking area for it. We had 140,000 people come in,
mm-hmm.
and we had 25,000 people out on the highway that never got to the fair.
That was the year of the gigantic traffic jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that year.
Yeah, we were jammed 5 miles every way of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
No room to put the people.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't seem to have that problem now.
No.
Why? Is it because there's so much more room? It's better organized? Did they have the fence around then?
Not at that time, no.
You had to pay when you went
yeah.
in?
Yeah, pay when you get
that?
In. You pay to park, you know, and the pay to get in,
mm-hmm.
left the gates. And they get in and get out.
Yeah, yeah. You think that when they put that fence around, it helped with, with the parking
yeah.
quite a bit, because
well,
people didn't have to just
have
ride
to
in.
Didn't stop and just
yeah.
keep on going. Mm-hmm. Now we have sufficient parking. We have, we spent a lot of money on these parking girls, so. We used to do it for $1,800 an hour up to, what, $30,000 a year to park the people.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Do your police, are they responsible for any of these people?
No.
In
no.
Who handles that?
Kenny McMillan did
mm-hmm.
until this year, and then this Don Booth
mm-hmm.
has taken that over now.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Let's see what I have here. We always like to ask this question. What do you think makes the Canfield Fair, people say, the fair? It's a special.
It's 17 directors.
Yeah, you think?
That work.
Uh-huh.
You read the newspaper articles about Trumbull Fair and how they fight and squibble among each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Mm-hmm.
We fight during the fair, the meetings. That we walk out arm in arm, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we go out,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. Each of us have a job to do, and we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of the 17 directors is a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Rose, Gib James, you know, Kenny McMillan, Chuck Hunt,
mm-hmm.
Paul Schaefer,
mm-hmm.
the old man of the fair board. We all work.
Mm-hmm. And all year round, too.
Probably. Yeah, all year round.
Yeah. So you think that's what
that,
does it?
That's what
mm-hmm.
does it.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend our money wisely. We bought the ground now, and we're not going to buy any more ground.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we got to make money to put back money to build new buildings.
Yeah.
Widen our midways and so on.
They put up a lot of buildings since you've been on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when it was back when it was mostly tents, wasn't it?
Agnew Farm Equipment is the oldest exhibit at Fairfax.
Really?
We started in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
they put us, clear to south end of the fairgrounds, out of the road of anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're right there.
Down in here, maybe somewhere. Huh?
Right here is mm-hmm. where we are. Mm-hmm. Well, when I got on the fair,
mm-hmm.
that was the, well, it is. See, this is all parking for me.
Yeah.
Now. That's the end of the fairgrounds right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. 1939. Mm-hmm.
And
I've grown a lot.
Taken by yeah, I was taking up quite a ways up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a new question I've never asked anybody. If you were to change anything, you know, at the fair or on the board or anything, what would it be? Is there something that you would change? Or you think everything just works so well now that nothing would ever be changed?
Well, I might irritate some of the board members if they ever heard this. But I would have liked a tremendous big building in here. A big building.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not spent so much on the...
Mm-hmm.
on the antiques
mm-hmm.
And the village and the Pioneer
mm-hmm.
village
mm-hmm.
and the carriage and stuff like that.
What would they do with this big building? What did you have in mind for it?
Well,
have an exhibition.
A big exhibition center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That could be really used a lot
yeah.
more during the year.
In other words, we would have the trade shows for the territory and these antique shows and places like that.
Yeah.
We would have a center to show them.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of my dream instead
uh-huh.
of putting all the money into a lot of these other
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
things.
Uh-huh.
Have it
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you have anything to do with the Western Reserve Village?
Oh, sure.
Did you
yeah.
make any contacts for those buildings?
Not too much, no.
Uh-huh.
No, Bob
mm-hmm.
Rhodes and Jim James and
mm-hmm.
did most of that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that they wanted to get the, what is it, the St. James Church,
yeah,
too much money.
In other words, it would have cost us, at that time, $3,000 to build, which is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And for $30,000, I could have started on this big building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice.
It'll always be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
No? More little interesting experiences you had? I know what I want to ask you. Are you in charge of the Red Cross, too?
Well, Dr. Schreiber is directly in charge,
mm-hmm.
but I'm the board member that goes to the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I see him three or four times a day after they need anything, and I furnish the golf carts and anything they need,
mm-hmm.
they come to me
mm-hmm.
to get it.
They've never had any big problems out there.
No,
though.
No.
There's never been a big storm out there. There's been.
Well, we had a storm. Probably 20 years ago that blew a bunch of tents down and
mm-hmm.
did a lot of damage, but nobody got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We probably wouldn't have that many problems now since almost everything is buildings now, isn't it?
There's
yeah. a few tents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's nothing else you want to add, then thank you.
Well, anything to help this Canfield Fair.
That's what everyone
anything
says.
To help the
mm-hmm.
Canfield
mm-hmm.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was president in 1966 and 67.
Mm-hmm. Everyone takes 2 years.
Yeah, everyone okay. takes two, and no more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And We have a wonderful fair board, and they all help and dig in. And Grace Williams has always been my favorite gal. And, she and I and my wife went to the first convention that we ever had. And when we go to the state convention or the national convention, I see Grace is taken care of. Escort around. Things like that.
What do you think's going to happen? A lot of the members that I've talked to are older men, and they'll probably be retiring one of these days. What do you think's going to happen? You think people that replace it are going to be as good a caliber?
Well, the fair board directors more or less pick who is going to come in. And if I retire, there's a job opening in the police department, the watchman, and the fireman, and so on. We have to pick somebody to take my job.
Yeah.
In other words, we just can't take you, for an example, and make you a fair board director because you don't know anything about what would entail my job. So anybody retired, we have to pick somebody in the county that will fulfill that job and not just a fair board member.
Will the person that's being replaced kind of have a say-so in it? They would know maybe who would...
They know when they're appointed on the job what their job's going to be.
Yeah.
Unless one of the other fair board members switches, and that doesn't happen very often.
Usually what you go in as is what you stay through the years. And you get to know your job very well.
And it's too bad that each of us don't know the other board member's jobs a little bit. But 17 jobs just divided down. There's just no way that you get to know all of them.
When you become president for those 2 years, you kind of get a feel for the other people's jobs a little bit, wouldn't you? And you have to attend all the different meetings.
Most of them, yeah. And there's another thing that the president usually does is to pick out some distinction that he's going to leave, that was his baby.
Yeah.
And the old McNulls farm was Albert Agnew's baby.
Man, we didn't talk about that.
And I got that started, and that is my leaving the fairgrounds.
Where'd you get that idea?
National Convention.
National Convention.
Yeah, and there was one or two fairs in the United States that had it. And now we have it. Now Pretty Near Every Fair in the United States had it.
They don't charge admission extra for that.
It costs us money to get the kittens and the the cows and the little calves and the little turkeys and the little guinea pigs. It costs money to get it in, but boy, it's a big attraction to the kids.
That building must have been an expensive building to put up. That McDonald's farm building.
Not too much. No.
It looks expensive.
This looks expensive.
But when was that? When was that put up? Do you remember?
68. 68. So things really started popping in the early 60s.
Well, I know that I did an interview with Homer Schaefer. Boy, he had a lot of ideas. He did a lot of things there.
Well, Homer started a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. International.
The pumpkin, was this the pumpkin show?
Yeah. People weren't too much generous in this pumpkin show until, I don't know, the first or second year. I grew a pumpkin back here that weighed 168 pounds. They'd never seen a pumpkin or squash that big at all. Now they're coming in over 300 pounds.
Oh, my. How do you get it out there? Pumpkins, are they fragile?
No.
No,
you just roll them on a blanket and four guys
they
get a hold of it.
They would crack open.
No, four guys get a hold of the four corner of the blanket. Just like a sick man or something.
I was reading in those articles about the kid that took his sunflower out to the fair this year in the back of a Chevette, I think. He put the root on the seat and had the flower sticking out the back. Okay. Nothing else you want to add?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.